The South Carolina governor's race is getting very interesting. Four-term Attorney General Alan Wilson, State Senator Josh Kimbrell, and now Lieutenant Governor Paula Yvette are all official Republican gubernatorial candidates. GOP Congressman Ralph Norman has scheduled a, quote, special announcement, unquote, for July 27th, and speculation is unanimous that he will also enter the governor's race. After that, we can expect Charleston Congresswoman Nancy Mace to also become a gubernatorial candidate. Republican Governor Henry McMaster, the longest-serving chief executive in South Carolina history, is ineligible to seek a third full term. The eventual Republican nominee will become the clear favorite to win the next general election. Also scheduling a, quote, festival announcement, unquote, and this one is primed for August 15th in Alabama, is U.S. Representative Barry Moore. The congressman is expected to then officially join the open Republican primary for the U.S. Senate. Incumbent Tommy Tuberville, the former Auburn University football coach, is an announced gubernatorial candidate and will likely be the favorite to win the Republican primary and general election. Former Pima County Supervisor Adelita Grijalva, daughter of the late Arizona Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva, won the special Democratic primary in the first step toward replacing her late father in Congress. Mr. Grijalva passed away in March. Ms. Grijalva easily defeated Democratic activist Deja Fox and former state representative Daniel Hernandez in the July 15th Democratic primary. She will now face 2024 candidate Daniel Gutierrez, who won the Republican nomination. The 7th District of Arizona is strongly Democratic, so Ms. Grijalva is now a heavy favorite to win the special general election on September 23rd to fill the balance of the current term. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who lost the New York City Democratic mayoral primary in June, announced that he will return for the November general election on the independent ballot line. He joins the city's incumbent mayor, Eric Adams, as independents. Controversial state assemblyman Zoran Mamdani won the primary election. With a split field that also includes Republican nominee Curtis Sliwa, the large number of combatants will probably help Mamdani win a plurality victory, which would be an unintended consequence. Though the ranked choice voting process was used in the primary election, it is not a factor in the November vote. Finally, we are seeing another formulating political comeback. Former Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr., who was forced to resign from office in 2012 due to a felony conviction for using a portion of his campaign money for personal use, has filed papers to attempt to regain his congressional seat. U.S. Representative Robin Kelly, the Democrat who replaced Representative Jackson, is now running for the Senate. Already 7 other Democrats are in the race. The congressman's brother, Jonathan Jackson, represents the adjacent 1st Congressional District of Illinois. This concludes our weekly Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.